Hey, look, we all know volunteers are the lifeblood of any church, but finding them and keeping them can be a challenge. Well, today we share some important tips that will help your church in this area. Next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's episode number 426, and this is the Church Solutions Podcast. Steve Lacy's not with us, but Michael Gray is here today. Michael, how are you?
Great. I'm doing great.
All right. You're getting ready to
go on vacation and leave you holding the bag.
I know. You're about ready to go on a little vacation, which is going to be more than a couple weeks, I guess. So. Yeah. I'm not sure what we're going to do without you.
I think you'll survive.
Yeah, we will, but it'll still be, we'll miss you, but anyhow, you'll have a good time. All right. So Michael's going to go on vacation. So he's running around here. Steve Lacy's not with us today. So I forced Michael to do this. I'm sure he has other things to do, but the reason I asked Michael to be a part of this podcast today is because he's worked extensively over the many years of doing ministry in churches, especially working with volunteers. And That's what we're going to talk about today, because as we all know, one of the most biggest challenges is, you know, getting volunteer help in your church. Volunteers are the lifeblood of every church. And it's a good thing, but not just for the church, but for the volunteers. So the blog, in case you're keeping score at home, you can always go to our blog, blog.streamingchurch.tv, and you can look at the notes here. I do want to say one thing real quick, and that is we are having a webinar. It's happening April 16th, and it's called the 10 Commandments of Streaming Video. And this is a great webinar that we'll talk about for at least a half hour or so, and then take some Q&A. So if you haven't signed up for the webinar, just go to where are we going? webinar.streamingchurch.tv. webinar.streamingchurch.tv. It's free. Michael won't be there, but Steve and I will be hosting the webinar. We'll take some questions for you as well. And we're going to go over really some important points when it comes to streaming video and how you can really get it to the next level. And it's the 10 commandments of streaming video. And we may go for more than just 10. Who knows? Maybe we'll add a couple extra there for no extra charge.
Some bonus.
There you go. So that's a webinar April 16th coming up. Just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. So back to our original topic here today. And the blog is called Techno Shift, How to Attract Tech Volunteers. And just go to blog.streamingchurch.tv. So I'm pulling up the notes here. Let's talk a little bit about this. As I said earlier, both Mike and I know what this is like. We've all been volunteers and we've been in leadership. And we know that that can be a challenge, trying to fit the right person into the right spot. It's kind of like the old analogy, what is it, getting the person on the right bus, but also getting them on the right seat in the right bus.
That's my analogy. Right bus, right seat.
That's my analogy. All right, so let's talk about some effective strategies to attract tech volunteers to your church, because it is a challenge. So let's just jump in here. Number one, showcase the impact. What do we mean by showcasing the impact of this whole thing, Mike?
Well, just like in regular marketing, personal testimony is close to 80% more effective than any kind of advertising you can possibly do. Somebody saying, your company did this for me, and here's my story, and here's why it's so great. Yeah. Well, nothing could be more true in the church in the context of volunteers.
Yeah.
Here's how these volunteers impacted my life. And sometimes we have to help them connect the dots, and that's what this is about.
Yeah, you everybody has gifts and talents. And I know there's people listening out there and go, I don't know what they are. I don't have anything to offer. But the truth is you do. You have something to offer. God has given you gifts and talents. Mm-hmm. So you may need to dig a little bit. I know that you've worked with people in the past with different tools that you've used to help uncover that. When I was pastoring, a senior pastor especially, I used, we called it a shape, which we stole from Rick Warren's group. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I thought it was very effective. You know, SHAPE stands for, boy, can I remember this now? Your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your experience. Did I spell that all out?
Something, not
SHAPE.
exactly, but close enough.
So everybody has something to offer. So if you can, first of all, really encourage people, to share their testimony on how not only ministry has helped them and how online streaming has helped them or things within the church, that will make a big thing, a big point, a big impact on other people. So you want to showcase how you can really change people by being a part of a team. But you gotta take some time out to do that,
A
highlight the impact.
volunteer testimony, as the blog says.
Yeah.
So not only saying, here's how the volunteers impacted me, but here's how being a volunteer has impacted me. And it almost always does if you do it well, which we're going to give you all the tools about doing it well today. But volunteers can promote and recruit more volunteers by telling their
Yeah.
testimony and saying
Yeah.
why volunteering makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference in a person's life. So you can really help a person grow. All right. So showcase the impact is really important. And you may need to organize a little bit and help people kind of get that together, even little video clips that they could do with your iPhone or your Android phone. Different things like that can help. People are looking to get connected, they're looking for their life to have meaning. And so the church is a great opportunity for that. And so
Yeah,
let's
absolutely.
use that. All right. So let's just move on here. So the next point we want to make when it comes to really helping your church get volunteers is you want to make it accessible. You want this, look, certain roles can be very intimidating within a church. And I think tech is probably one of the most intimidating, right?
Can
I mean, it
be.
can be. You're looking at a board. Whatever it is you're doing, you're looking at a mixing board and you're looking at all these buttons and knobs or whatever it might be. And so, there's different people at different skill levels, right? So it's really important for them to understand. You start people out, if they have no experience, start them out small, doing something that may not be so overwhelming. Because the first glance for somebody many times is just overwhelming, right?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, if you're sitting at a tech board, I'm in my mind, I'm thinking about our switcher. Switchers on the weekend, they're probably multiple devices sitting in front of them. They're switching, they may be running web sound and a variety of things at once. To the average viewer, that is pretty intense and maybe overwhelming. And for many, I agree, it would be overwhelming. It's a role that has to be somebody who can multitask. However, running a camera is pretty simple if you with a little bit of training and teaching. Pointed at the people who are talking. I mean, there's more to it than that, but it's more approachable than maybe a soundboard or your person who's running the church online streaming and switching and all of that.
Yeah, take baby steps. You were talking
Yep.
about running the camera. I can remember I was at your church, and I can remember somebody was running the sound or running the camera. And I don't know what happened, but the video shot all of a sudden went down to the person's legs. And it stayed there for a little while, too.
It may not be something that is ideally suited for somebody who has ADHD,
Exactly.
because
And I think the
they're going to get
person did.
distracted and suddenly the pastor walked off the screen and nobody's saying anything and but it is approachable and it can be simple. We'll talk a little bit later about some of the, well, the next, even the
Point.
next piece is,
The next point is important.
is an important piece, training and support.
You want to showcase the impact. You want to make it accessible, easily accessible for people to see what's going on and start them out small. But the third point here is training and support. That's the third point. So you do want to have some training. And I think this is where probably a lot of churches miss it, because we just kind of throw people in there. You hear, watch me do it once and then you're good. And that's for some, depending on how complicated it is, that's not the best way to do it. And then what happens is the volunteer gets discouraged, makes a mistake, the camera goes down to the person's feet, and then somebody criticizes them and they walk away, and so you want to.
I think you want to definitely think in terms of worst case scenario, and then build a checklist around that. So you're running the camera, and somebody accidentally stumbles into the booth and kicks the plug, and the camera goes down, and you got to reboot it. And you so if you have a little notebook, a little folder that has step one, hit the power button. Step two, so that and walk through that. Okay, it's never happened before, but what happens if the power goes out on this thing? Here's what we would do. We would do this first, and then we'd do this. And you make those lists for every role in your organization. Everything everywhere has a detailed, call it a work list, checklist, whatever it is in your lingo, so that I, as a volunteer, go, okay, they've showed me how to do it. They watched me do it. They walked me through all the stuff that's in this folder. Now I feel moderately comfortable that I can handle this.
Exactly. Gives them confidence, and that this is where somebody who has detail, they got to do the work. They got to make the effort to do that, because training and support is so important. That's probably one of the number one things on this list that should be number one. I can remember watching the movie. What was the deal where the guy had to land the plane in the Hudson River? Scully was his name. I remember seeing the movie. Tom Cruise was in it. No, not Tom Cruise.
Nope.
Hank,
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, Tom Hanks. Yeah. And I remember, and I think this is true, when they had a problem, they pulled out one of the co-pilots pulled out like a book and manual on how to, okay, we got to restart the engines because birds had hit the engine of the plane, both engines. And so both engines went down. And so they pulled out this manual, this book, and they're like restarting the engines and doing different things. So everybody has that, whether you're a pilot, so I mean, even with our company here, we have a JSL Solutions operations manual. And Steve uses it a lot because he does a lot of coding, and writing scripts out and coding to make things work. And so a lot of times he'll go back into that if he has to fix something just to make sure he knows what he's, remembering, because sometimes it's hard to remember. All right, so training and support, really important. And it should be ongoing as well, I might add,
Absolutely.
so all right, well, we've beaten this one enough, so let's move on to the next point, I guess. So you're looking for volunteers. How do you do that? Well, you want to make sure you target the right audience, so it's not just a generic call that you make from the platform, hey, consider coming a part of this. You want to really get a little more specific, easy for you to say, and really target people who may have some talents and some abilities, who might be a good fit.
Absolutely. And my go-to back when I was a church online pastor was, and this could be a good tip for some of you guys, I targeted high school students because most of them were already more tech advanced than probably anybody I had on the team. They grew up with technology in their pocket. I found that as I began to recruit some of those young ladies and young men, that they were already doing things with coding and other things well beyond what I expected of them. So simple multitasking technology, not hard. It doesn't fit for everyone in that age group. but I found some really great volunteers that really, and it helped them stay connected
Right.
to the church at a time in their lives when maybe they don't feel so connected.
That's a good point, and I that's one of the things I've always tried to reiterate is that volunteering certainly is a huge asset to the church, but it also can be very much an asset to the person who steps in, and builds relationships, builds confidence, builds that connectedness that you mentioned earlier. So you want to target the right person.
And in the notes, the caveat is there. Don't rule out the 80-year-old grandma.
Yeah, that's
We
true.
have some primary volunteers at churches who are in charge of streaming who are 80 plus,
That's right.
and they are getting it done. And sometimes they shock me at how skilled they are. And never rule anybody out.
Right.
Anybody. There's a
Yeah.
possibility that anybody could be the great team lead or part of the team.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely true. Yeah. But I would, well, let's move on. So target the right audience, but also keep an open mind, because you never know. Somebody may have a skill or a talent that you didn't think they had. So, all right. So let's move on here as we chug on here. Personal invitations. Here, this is one of to me, one of my favorite things to do when it comes to trying to find people for volunteer roles in your church. Personal invitations. So, you want to identify people in your congregation that have tech skills. But one of the things I found too, and that is what I used to do, and our church wasn't that big, but a lot of times I would sit in the back or stand in the back, and I would kind of survey the scenery a little bit, and there'd be certain people I would notice, maybe the backs of their heads or whatever, but I could see them a little bit and realize, I don't really know that person very well. They've been coming for a little while. We should approach them and ask them, hey, we're glad you're here. Would you like to be involved in something? And so personally inviting somebody to be involved, and we're not just talking tech stuff here, but any kind of a volunteer area, that really works best.
Absolutely. And to that end, if I'm the technical director and I see somebody like that and I identify them, honestly, I'm recruiting them for any slot that they fit. If they're better off in the kids department, I'm going to make that connection, bridge that gap, but I'm going to have that conversation. We no longer live in the world, and every church everywhere does this. Pastor, you got to ask for more volunteers from the stage. That is not how things work anymore.
That's right.
You can do that until you're blue in the face, and you will not get enough volunteers until you personally meet some people and invite them to join the team. I had a friend, Brent, one of the team members and a friend from church. He had the best spiel ever. He would approach a gal that he noticed that's been around for 4 or 5 weeks, and he would say, "Hey, I'm Brent. Nice to meet you. Ask a couple questions to get to know somebody, and say, I've observed that you've been here for 5 or 6 weeks, and I know it's not your goal to start this pursuit of your faith and to fail. We find that one of the greatest ways to continue to go a little deeper is to join a team. Would you consider trying to run the camera? I'll teach you how to do it, and you'll be comfortable, you'll be connected. And you're going to the next step and kind of going deeper, and versus most folks who don't get connected end up drifting back away. And it's not your goal, I would wager.
Yeah,
So that was
absolutely.
his pitch, and man, he had his team was stacked. He had backup volunteers, multi-level for every role that he had because he asked.
You never really worked with Randy White directly. I don't think you know who Randy White is. He, right?
I know Randy quite well, and I
Yeah.
did work with him because we had a campus with Randy,
Oh,
if
that's
you
right. I remember
remember.
that now. I remember that now. But I'll say this about Randy, and I worked with him in the 90s is and a little bit there when I came back with you guys from Kansas. He was really good at getting volunteers. He was very good at it, and he's very personable. And like you were just saying, in your illustration there, I mean, he would reach out to people, and he would get them connected. I mean, he was excellent at it, and it was just very personal and was really outgoing. And so I guess the point we're trying to make on this podcast is, reach out to people. And many leaders are introverts, and it's kind of hard, to reach out,
I was
right?
just thinking that exact thought,
Right.
Phil.
Right.
All a bunch of introverts. It's like banging your head against the wall to get us introverts to go and talk to people. But if you want to be successful, it's a barrier you have to cross.
Well, I think it's I don't know, maybe it was Steve and I talking about this in the last podcast, but the senior guy we work with, Jeff Love, who we've known for many years. You knew him a long time before I even worked with him in the 90s. I think Jeff is the one that said, I'd rather get up on a platform and speak to several hundred people or more than to be in a room with two or three people. And because and most leaders, I found over, I don't know if there, somewhere I read a survey where most leaders are introverts by nature. And they're still very effective leaders, but this is an area, this is an area where you kind of have to break out of that shell and get out of your comfort zone and personally reach out to people. And personally make a connection. And I think if you do that, you'll find. And we did that. I practiced this for years, and we had a guy who wanted to be in our tech team. He was an older gentleman, and we tried him in the tech team, and it wasn't a great fit. But one of the things he loved to do, he was retired, he loved to cook. He loved to bake. He loved to bake. And so we would always have snacks, before the service. And so he ended up taking charge of our whole kitchen area. And he would bake these little snacks for people to have coffee and stuff, and it was a great way for people to connect with each other. And he was behind the scenes baking. So, the tech thing didn't necessarily work out for him, but we found another area that he and.
I think that's a another point that maybe we add that to this down the road is making it easier to change teams. Just like you said, he wasn't a great fit for tech, but he was fulfilled. I bet you he was very fulfilled in cooking and making stuff that people enjoyed because people love to give in that way. And everybody's so different. We want to make sure we help them as we started be in the right seat on the bus so that they're getting fulfillment out of it.
Absolutely. And he was good at it. All right, let's move on here. Not the other point we're making when it comes to helping your church get some volunteers. You certainly personal invitations are number one thing. The platform, not so much, but there are other areas that you should at least put that stuff out on. Use multiple channels. Utilize multiple channels. So you definitely want to put things in your bulletin, in your newsletters, even in social media. You can do that. Maybe
I
even.
think with this, Phil, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm.
No, I think you're right on the money. You have to put it everywhere. It's got to be on all of your stuff, but there's a very important piece of this. In some training I had years ago, a pastor said, never sound needy when it comes to volunteers because nobody wants to get on a sinking ship. And so if you're like, we need your help,
We're going
we need,
down.
if that's your tone, nobody wants to join that. Now, on the opposite side, hey, we have opportunities for you to live out your service, and that's a different kind of approach, and you need to. You know, this is a next step. This is always a next step to serve the body of Christ and whatever, if we're a foot or, whatever part of the body we are to serve. And so we've got opportunities for you to live your faith out through serving. And that's a different vibe than we need help. Help me.
You're absolutely right. The wording. So you can use different platforms to get the message out. But it's kind of like, different businesses, sometimes they'll have a page on their website dedicated to job openings or
Absolutely.
opportunities. And you could do that
Absolutely.
with your church. You could have a page going, hey, we have some opportunities here for you to serve. And one of them could be tech, could be anything, right? And so take advantage of those, utilize multiple channels as we have here in the blog. But be careful how you word it. Don't sound like you're desperate, even if you might be. Because the bottom line is, it really helps people. It's all
It
about
does.
helping people. Helps
It does.
volunteers, as we've said already. Helps them connect with each other and serve the church. All right. So let's boogie on here a little bit. The next point is embrace a fun and rewarding environment. So nobody likes to be a part of something that's a drag. I mean, it's like, and this is important because if you have a team leader that is negative or just a grumpy person all the time, and it's just no fun working with people that are frustrated and angry and depressed or whatever. So you got to work really hard to help people understand, look, it's not just a lot of work. We can have fun doing this. We can celebrate. We can have enjoyment, so you want to stress the positive points of whatever somebody's doing. Make it a rewarding environment, and there's ways you can do that.
Absolutely.
You can have different meetings where you have, pizza. I mean, I know it sounds kind of shallow, but food's always a nice thing. And so, get together, have some food, have some fun with some people, organize some team building events. Make sure you show your appreciation for people. That's really something that most people don't get enough of. They don't get enough affirmation. And so showing some sincere appreciation for what people do and making it, scheduling it, so it's not just once a year, maybe. I mean, some churches don't even do it once a year, but where you actually make it something, you put it on your calendar if you're leading a certain area, to make sure your volunteers have get some love.
Yeah, we used to do some pretty goofy stuff,
I remember that.
as the church senior staff, to entertain the volunteers and to let her hair down, let her hair down and have some fun and show the team that we're willing to have fun and
I remember we did
be
that one.
motivating
Sh
and
Sharon's daughter showed us how to do some kind of a dance. I remember one time
That
we
is
all got on
right.
the platform
Professional.
and
She is a professional dance instructor, and way back when she taught us the Macarena,
there you go. We did a little
and
dance
we did
together.
that, and that people laughed and talked about it for years because we were willing to be goofy and make fun of ourselves a little bit and have fun with the volunteers.
So important, so important. You want to have a fun environment. Yeah, ministry is intense. We know that. Ministry can be hard work, but it can also be a very fun and rewarding experience. And we really need to highlight that. All right. So before we go away here, I think I already mentioned this. Your website's an important place to put some, if there's various opportunities, tech roles especially, those kind of things. You can make a simple sign-up form for people so that, again, it's just another opportunity for people to go, oh, I might be interested in doing this, and they can sign up. Just another avenue you can use to help reach people and help possibly get some volunteers. So your website's important. All right. Always be clear when you're trying to talk to somebody about, possibly volunteering in a role, tech role especially. Try to be clear. Try to make sure that they understand the time commitments involved in it. We already mentioned showing appreciation. That's another important point. And again, just making it easier. Try to make it as easy as possible for people who do want to volunteer to be able to sign up. Right? I mean, you don't want them to jump through a bunch of hoops, So you want to make it
Yeah,
easy.
there are people that have a servant heart that want to serve in your church now. All they need is an invitation and a clear roadmap on what you want them to do and how you want them to do it. It's our job, it's our role to make that easy. And if you make it easy, then you have another volunteer that's ready to give you the testimony of how serving at, whatever your church is, has impacted their lives and really enriched their lives.
Serving is so important. It's really a key to growth, spiritual growth. It's a key to relationships. It's a key to really, becoming a family. So serving together. Okay, I think we're good here. Do want to remind people, you just go to our blog, blog.streamingchurch.tv, and you can look at these notes. And maybe you've got something to add. Feel free to add anything. Let us know. Just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. And make sure you sign up for our webinar. We got a great webinar coming up here real soon. If you get this podcast before it happens, it's April 16th is the webinar, and it's the 10 Commandments of Streaming Video. Just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. We have other webinars coming up in the future, which you can see by going to streamingchurch.tv and just go to the resources menu. You can look at the past webinars that we've done, as well as future ones coming up. So a lot of good things. Well, Michael, good. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share your insights with us. We do appreciate it very much.
Always a pleasure.
All right. And it is a pleasure. And we appreciate everybody spending some time to watch or listen to the Church Solutions podcast. On behalf of Steve Lacey, I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourselves and each other. And we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.